I'm Barbara Tannenbaum. I'm the Director of Curatorial Affairs for the Akron Art Museum. And I actually was a visiting professor at Oberlin, 1983 to 85. It's a pleasure to host some of the Allen Memorial Art Museum's collection here at the Akron Art Museum and have it be part of the Chuck Close exhibition. And the exhibition is Familiar Faces, Chuck Close in Ohio Collections. And it had occurred to our director a long time ago that we have one of the major Chuck Close paintings, early color paintings, but there are other major paintings in other institutions throughout the state, and as well as a number of prints and a number of private collectors, and why not bring them all together so that things that are usually spread across hundreds of miles come together, the people in the portraits can stare at each other across the gallery, and the works that are usually hidden away deeply in private collections can be seen and enjoyed by everybody. So the premise for this show is that these are the works by Chuck Close that are in private and public collections in Ohio. There's so many different media that Chuck has worked in. He probably, more than any other artist of our time, has explored all of the different kinds of print media. And so the great thing about the show is that you're not only going to be able to see his work over several decades, a number of decades, but you're also going to be able to see his work in many different media. The other thing that I think is going to be fascinating is that since he uses his friends and colleagues as models, and he goes back to them year after year, you get to see certain people like Alex Katz, for instance, or Phil, age as Chuck paints them or makes a print of them in the 70s and then the 80s and then the 90s and some even in the year 2000. So the earliest work in the show is from 1974, but the most recent was made in 2008, just a year ago. And it covers the span of his career and those decades in the lives of his models. Chuck Close really reinvigorated and reinvented the portrait. When he was started first painting portraits in the 1970s, the art of the time was very much involved with concept, system, idea, and really downplayed the role of the hand and the role of the artist's ability to capture the real world. And he started painting these giant portrait heads, which are in themselves systems. He does them, for instance, our color portrait of Linda, which is a huge, huge painting. People, if they see it in reproduction, often think it's a photograph, not a painting, because it is so hyper-realistic and it is based on a photograph. It's based on photographic vision. But he scales it up and then paints it just as if it were a color print being made in a magazine. So he paints cyan, the magenta, and the yellow separately. So all of the cyan, all of the magenta, all of the yellow, so it overlays one another like a reproduction. So all of his portraits were based on systems of producing the image and based about the idea that vision has become very photographic. And we take it as natural, even though a camera is really a cyclops hopping around and it doesn't have binocular vision, and it can't look at one part of your face or another, and then put together a whole. The camera sees what it sees, and some parts are in focus, some parts are out of focus. Linda's chin is out of focus, her tip of her nose is in focus. And all of that is so evident in this giant portrait that is 9 feet tall and towers over you, and yet when you look at it, it somehow seems natural, it seems real, and it couldn't be more artificial. So there's that contrast about the role of photography versus the role of natural vision that underlies all of his work, and yet there's such incredible craftsmanship and painstaking technique in the way he makes the paintings that it merges those two very disparate trends and reunites them with the idea of the portrait. And at that point, it seemed like the portrait was passé. Why do something that photography could do better, cheaper, and more frequently, and in a shorter amount of time? And yet, Close manages to reunite the idea of the portrait, and he leaves the portrait aspect to other people. Now, he wouldn't say it's about the person. He would say it's about the system. It's about the act of painting.
Thank you for listening to this podcast, which was produced by the Allen Memorial Art Museum at Oberlin College. Be sure to check back for more editions to this series at our website.